We're up to Dafyud Beis and Aleph, the two dots about halfway through the medium with lines. And the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the three words from the Mishnah, Makom She Omru Laharich, although those are probably the wrong three words. In my Oz V'Hadar Gemara, there are those who add on, or point out that the correct three words should be Lachtom, because the discussion of what's to come in the section of the Gemara has nothing to do with the length arichos or the kotzer of the bracha, which we spoke about. That was the first thing we spoke about in this Mishnah, on the Mishnahs on previous daf on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So we spoke about what does it mean to be long, what does it mean to be short, either actual length or shortness, or it has to do with whether you open and close with the bracha and so on. But clearly that's not what's being discussed here. What's being discussed here is the question of what is the conclusion of the bracha. Now, there are actually three major shittos that I'm aware of in the Rishonim, one which is totally bizarre, two of which are dependent upon what the girsa, the text that you actually have in the Gemara, over the next section. So I'm going to read first with what we have printed in our Gemara and with the interpretation of Rashi and Tosfos. And then we'll eventually explore the other two versions. So imagine the following. Someone brings you a cup to drink. I actually have this family legend, not a legend, the story. I'm not a drinker. I've only drunk hard liquor once in my life, and that was by accident. And that was about almost 28 years ago, when it was in my sister-in-law's the Shabbos before her wedding in Memphis, Tennessee. And one of the jokesters in my father-in-law's shul came over and said, why don't we make a toast? And gave me a glass that I thought was wine, not realizing that it was hard liquor. And let's just say that I drank it a little too quickly. So this could have been the scenario. I thought that there was wine in there. And I started to make a bracha, al das that it would be bori pri hagafen. And then I realized in the middle of the bracha that it wasn't wine, but it was actually, something that would be, I guess, a shahakol, I assume. And so the question is, what happens to my bracha? If I started one way, I finish another way. So that's the scenario the Gemara describes here. So Pshita, the Gemara says that Hecha denakit the kanakit kasa de chamra biyade. So you're holding a cup of wine in your hands. This is an error. This was not what happened to me. You're holding a cup of wine in your hands, but the kasabar de shichro, you assume that it's a glass of beer. Okay, so what do you do? Pasach mevarech adaita de shichra. So the way Rashi explains, pasach the umevarech adaita de shichra, as you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and you're thinking about how great God is because He has given us this incredible liquid called wine. And then you realize in the middle, you get a glance, like your cup tilts a little bit. And you realize, one second, this is beer. This is not wine. What do I do? Okay, so you just figure you keep going. Who knows, right? Nobody knows that you had the wrong cup on in mind. So you keep going. V'siyem b'dechamra. I realized that it was, you thought it was beer. I thought it was beer. And so I'm going to make shahakol. And then I realized the last second it's wine. So I say, bari pri hagafen, instead of saying shahakol and b'dvaro, I say bari pri hagafen. So the Gemara says in that case, pshita that yotza. Of course I'm yotze with the bracha. As the Gemara says, the inami amar shahakol niyeh b'dvaro yotza. Let's say I hadn't corrected mid-course. I started by thinking that this was beer. And I make a bracha that's shahakol. And then I drink wine. So if I made a bracha of shahakol on wine, I'm yotze. So it's no worse here. In the end, and therefore, if I said bari pri hagafen, why should that be worse? In other words, regardless of what I intended to conclude my bracha with when I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and what I actually said are perfectly good for the wine. And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. However, the Gemara says, and the Hotanan, they quote the Mishnah in the sixth parak, Al Kulam im Amar Shakal Niyabid Varo Yatza. Shakal is the catch-all bracha. In a situation where a person doesn't know what bracha you're supposed to make on something, And that's the only food the person has to eat. It's not like you're eating other foods where you can make individual brachos on those. And this way you don't have to make the, you don't have to have a suffix on this one particular food. So you make a shahakol. Shahakol is the catch-all bracha. In general, God willing, when we learn the sixth parak, we'll see that there is, to one degree or another, there was a strong preference for individualizing brachos. We don't make a bracha generically. God, thank you for everything. Okay, now let's, you know, we can eat the food. Instead, there's an idea. I'll call bracha bracha tein lo tehila. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from either somewhere in Ksuvim that each particular bracha should be a unique praise of God. But if you don't know, so therefore in that case you say shakal. So that's why this is not a question. You thought it was wine. You thought it was beer. You started to make the bracha with the intent to finish shahakol. Before you get to the chasima, before you get to the conclusion of the bracha that differentiates it, you realize it's wine and you say bar kriya gafen. Gemara says, of course, you're yotze. Ela hecha dikanakit kasa deshichra biyadei. I'm holding a glass of beer. V'kasavar dechamrahu. But I think that it's wine. And uposach ubarach adaita dechamra. So I start to say baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I'm thinking how wonderful the gefen is. And then the C and B the Shachar, I realize that it's beer. So I say a Shahakal. So in that case, had I concluded and said Bore Pri Hagafen on the beer, I wouldn't be Yotze. So I got the right, I got the conclusion right in the end. But what determines the status of the bracha? My Bosar Ikar Bracha Azlinan or Bosar Chasima Azlinan? Do we now the Ikar HaBracha here? Means probably the root or the beginning of the bracha. When I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and as you will see later, the Gemara is going to quote a statement of Rav from later in the Masechta. Kol bracha shelo omar shem malchus is not a bracha. Right? We mentioned this, I think, last week. I don't know if I mentioned last week. Tosus asks, it's on this daf actually. When the passage we just read, when the Kohanim would give the Mishmar. Hayotze would give a bracha to the Mishmar Nichnas. The group of Kohanim were leaving and give a bracha. And the Gemara says the bracha was Mishishike Neshma Babayis Hazeh, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ava Viachva Vishalom Areas. Eight lines before. So Tosa says, what kind of a bracha is that? A bracha means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Rav says, if you don't have Shem Umalchus in the bracha, it's not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, you only need Shem, you don't need Malchus. Okay, so. So the Gemara says, do you follow the Ikar HaBracha, where you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and there you had in mind to say Borei Pri HaGafen, which you would not be Yotze with, or do you look really at the concluding of the Bracha, which is Shakol and Bivaro, and therefore I'm Yotze. Now, there is one odd thing that none of the Rishonim that I'm aware of explicitly comment about this statement. If you were to sort of break down this dichotomy, and you were to say, okay, let's look at both sides. If you follow the Ikar HaBracha, then what would the halacha be? Well, when I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, I thought this was wine, and therefore I'm not Yotze because it's beer. But if we follow what I said in the end, then I am Yotze. So let me ask you a question. Supposing let's flip this back to the first case. What would the din be in the first case if you believe that you're not Yotze here because you follow the Ikar HaBracha, what you had in mind, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, then in the first case, when I thought, let's say, or let me say it this way. Supposing if we follow the Ikar HaBracha, let's say I didn't correct mid-course. Let's say I had, I'm sorry, let's say I had in mind that this was a glass of beer. And I was going to say shakol niyeh bedvara. But then I made a mistake. My tongue got tied up and I got confused and I said bari pri hagafen. So my question is, according to the Gemara here, would you be yotze or not? So if you say that you go follow the chasima, of course not. Because you said Bari Priyagofen and it's beer. But if you say Basar Ikar Brachas Lina and you follow what was the intent in Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, so let's say you did conclude and say you knew it was beer, And then you got tongue-tied. And you said, Bari Pri HaGafen, what would the din be?
Well, you said the wrong bracha.
That's what I would have said. You said the wrong bracha. Sure, you said the wrong bracha. But then it means when you have to modify one thing in the Gemara. You have to say, my af bosar ikar bracha azlinan. Oh, only basar chasim azlina. Because that's, David, I think what you're really saying. You're saying that, of course, it's a given that you have to get the chasima right, because otherwise it's the wrong bracha. But the question is, does the ikar habracha matter? Does it matter what you were thinking when you said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam or not? David, is that a fair characterization?
We always talk about kavana. So if you have the wrong kavana, maybe it voids the first part of the bracha.
So, but if you had the right kavana in the first part of the bracha, is my question.
If you had the wrong kavana, let's say you said the wrong bracha the whole, and you had the right kavana the whole time, the whole way through. Are you yotze? You can't be yotze. It's still the wrong bracha.
So, never say never. I would have said never exactly as you did. And in fact, I learned a very important lesson this morning when I was preparing Shir. I had seen a citation of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, who cite, they tell me the Rabbeinu Yonah misquote the Rambam. They misquote or misunderstood the Rambam. But I wanted to just check, and I admit I did this not so long ago, earlier this morning. I wanted to check how the show, I care, but this is not a typical scenario. I was curious how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, because we're going to see a machlokas, major machlokas between Rashi and the Gaonim, how to read this Gemara. And Rashi have already presented, what we're reading now is Rashi. And the Gaonim is something different. Not what I just raised with you, which is, let's say you have the right kavana for the Ikar HaBracha, but you say the wrong words. The Gaonim have a different, we'll see what the Gaonim Shita is, hopefully later this morning. But I had seen that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yonah quote the Rambam saying is what the Gaonim actually say. But I decided to look in the Shulchan Aruch just to see, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin this issue? This doesn't typically come up, and if it does come up, you never have time to ask a shaila anyway. Like if you're in the middle of the bracha, and you made the bracha, you said Baruch Hashem Kalam, and you thought it was beer, and now you realize, or you thought it was wine, now you realize it's beer, it's like, you're going to go ask the shaila right now? So, it's not such a common question. And I looked on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says the following. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you start out and thinking that you're drinking a beer, and that you think, and it is beer, and your original das is for shakal ne'ebedvar, and then you get tongue-tied, and you say, Bari Pri HaGafen, you yotze. So I was looking at the Shulchan Aruch and trying to figure out, was this a misprint? I saw the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, most Rishonim disagree with this. This is the position of the Rambam. I said, no, that's not the position of the Rambam. I saw what Tamid Rabbi Yonah quoted, the position of the Rambam. So I went back and I looked at the Rambam, and indeed, it is the position of the Rambam. I don't know where Tamid Rabbi Yonah, what they had in their Rambam, but this is the Rambam Shita. I wasn't going to, until you were so incredulous, I'm going to share my screen for a moment. I'll show you the Rambam.
But could it be that it's related to the fact that whether you need to say another bracha? In other words, if you say it's not yotze, then you need to say a new bracha, and then the first bracha was a bracha levatala.
But that one, if it was an invalid bracha, it was a bracha levatala anyway. So, why, what's the Gemara has an expression that someone who ate garlic and his breath reeks, should he eat more garlic? Right? Just because you already made one bracha levatala, now you should eat without making a proper bracha, doesn't really gain anything. But just take a look at the Rambam here on my screen. Lakach koshel sheichar biyadho, v'hiskila bracha amanas lomar shahakol, v'tov amar bar pri agafen, in machzir enoso. You don't have to go back. So all you said, you made a bar pri agafen on beer. You're yotze because when you said baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you had in mind the right food. So, the Rambam just writes here, Aval pisha ta b'sofa yatsa kasev arayved kol masha kasev be'elu anyanim hakol hevel she'ein holchem ela achar ha'peber shehotzi b'fib. So you, David, were articulating the Ravid's position, which what most Rishonim assume. As far as I know, there's no other Rishon who assumes that if you said the wrong thing, that you yotze. So that's why I want to emphasize that I think when the Gemara asks here, my basar ikar brachas lina or basar chasim as lina, it's not either A or B. It's really A and B or just B. So it's either af basar ikar bracha azlinan or rak basar chasima azlinan, except for the Rambam. And that's, I wonder, you look at the sugya, the Rambam's position from a conceptual perspective is bizarre, right? You said the wrong thing. We're going to say you're yotze the bracha. I mean, I don't know what the
Rambam say you're yotze.
What's that?
He doesn't say you're yotze. I mean, can you be medayik in the Rambam? He just says ein machzirin oso.
Well, it means and you eat without making another bracha.
I don't know. I think he, I mean, that's an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan to eat without a bracha?
I mean, mostly we assume it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, but why? There's nothing.
He's saying it's a Suffolk D'Rabbanan. I mean, maybe
there's
it's
no Suffolk
bracha Sahakel. Maybe he's saying that you don't. It's just odd to me that he doesn't say Yotze.
Again, the best you could say is that the Gemara never comes to a black and white clear maskana where it winds up, right? What you could say to me is the following: you could say you don't make another the way the Riff will set Paskin. The Riff reads the Gemara differently than the Rambam. He reads like the Gaonim. But whatever your psak is, whatever your reading of the Gemara is, the Gemara never reaches a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to about 8-9 lines past when they get wide. We reach the two dots. There's no conclusion of the Gemara. It's what we call an ibayi de lo ishita. It's a question that was never answered. So what do you do? So there's a big machlokas here between the Rif and the Balei Tosfos. The Rif says you don't make another bracha because safek brachas lahakel. And if I wanted to fill in a little bit, and this is the position of the Rambam and the Rif, that a bracha levatala, the Rambam assumes is an Isser D'Oraisa, Motzi Shem Shemayim levatala. The Balei Tosfos disagree. They say that a bracha levatala is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So the Rif says, because of a suffix, you don't know, because the Gemara never reaches a maskana, therefore, since we're not sure what the din is, therefore you don't make another bracha. So if you want to tell me the Rambam says in Masiyun or so, because it's a suffix whether you were Yotze or not, now I accept that, what's the Hava Mina? Why would you even think for a moment that you actually were Yotze when you said the wrong bracha?
But he still uses Eimach Zirino, so he doesn't say Yotze.
I agree. Eimach Zirino, so is, let's say, because it's a suffix whether he was Yotze or not. And if it's a suffix brachos lahakel, you don't make another bracha.
I think the Hava Mina is that, you're not Moel, but Behektesh if you have the Kavana. Whether you said the right words or not is a separate issue. You didn't use the matbea of the chachamim to effectuate that, but you're still not moel behektish if you had the kavana. So you're yotze. So meaning you don't. So in machzir no so, and we have the suffik. And so to use a new bracha here is not the right thing to do.
Hold on. Let me ask you a couple of questions, I don't think the Rambam explores. But let's say instead of saying Bari Pri Hagaf, instead of Bari Pri Hagaf, and you said Al Netilas, all of a sudden you continued to said you got confused. You thought you were holding a lulav in your hand, and you said Asher Kiddushanim to Sevet Zivon Al Netilas Lulav. Would you say in Machzirin also there? Let me ask you another question. Let's say you said Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and you got just totally confused, and you couldn't finish any bracha.
Right. Or let's say
Right. My assumption is, I think that the simple reading, and it's certainly, I think the simple reading is, it's hard to say what the simple reading is, but I think that the Rambam would say that if you made a Birchas Hananen, and you started, the Gemara Suffolk is, if you made a Birchas Hananen in the end, and you started with the right Kavana, so maybe that counts for eating this food, even though it's not the right Nusach in the end. But that's, I think, the most plausible way of understanding the Rambam. It's bizarre because everybody else rejects that. Nobody else says that if you don't get the right words out of your mouth, well, you're Yotzei anyway because your heart was in the right place when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. But I just want to point out, I think that the Rambam may be based upon this line in the Gemara, when the Gemara, not the way I just read for you, but Basar Ikar Baruch Aslinan or Basar Chasima Aslinan. The way the Gemara presents it as a binary, it sounds like it may not. I assume that you have to have a chasima, otherwise it's not a brach at all. But the Gemara, the Rambam, I think may have read the Gemara. I know it's very, very, very multiple doubts that the Gemara wants to know if you made a bracha on food and what do we pay attention to? The words you said at the end or the kavana you had when you mentioned God's name, when you said Hashem bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, what was your intent? And if you finish a bracha, the one side of the Gemara, as unbelievable as it is that if you finish the bracha, look, it's true. If you said, Bori Pri Hagaf, and God is great and blessed and whatever, and king of the universe, and he did make the Bori Pri Hagaf. Now, that's not what I'm consuming right now, but the bracha is true. And when I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, that's what I had in mind. I had in mind the beer, not actually the wine, but still. So I think that's the Rambam may read, that's basar ikar brachas lina. We don't really, as long as you finish the bracha, again, I don't know if al netilas lo would qualify, but I assume any other birchas hanenin would qualify. And then you're, that's one side. The other side, no, we don't care. The bracha is not determined, you know, exactly what you had in mind when you say bracha tashem elokeinu melech haolam. It's, it depends what you actually say. Okay.
The purpose of a bracha is to acknowledge God.
It's not
for God. It's for us. It's for us. And to make it matir for us to eat it or something, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. So the way the Gemara presents at the beginning of the sixth parak, and David made reference to that, that the one statement the Gemara has that kol anenam and olam zev lebracha is ki'ilu ma'al. It's like he violated me'ila. He stole from Hekdesh because the Gemara says, it says on the one hand, Lashem ha'aretz umlo'ah. On the other hand, Lashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem ha'aretz nasan levnei adam. So kan kodem bracha, kan la'achar bracha. And what God has everything, it's Lashem ha'aretz umlo'ah before you make a bracha. It all belongs to him. You can't use it. And then after you make the bracha, it's Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. The heavens are to God, but va'aretz nasan levnei adam. So there is an idea that you're not allowed until you get permission for eating this food. And you do that by making a bracha, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's just, you would have thought, so it's true, you know, I could walk around all day and it would be true if I said, Baruch HaTashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Bari Pri HaGafen. But Chazal, you know, that bracha was instituted, it was meant when you drink wine, but it's true always. God is great and he's, whatever Baruch means, because, and he did create for our benefit. He did allow the creation, the existence of the Pri HaGafen. But what everybody else assumes outside of the Rambam is that in order to be permitted to partake in this food, you actually have to get a proper bracha for this food out, right? So a proper bracha for wine could be bar priagafen or it could be shakol niyeh bevaro because shakol niyeh bevaro is a birchas hanenin. The chiddush of the Rambam is that in the reverse, even though I said the wrong words, the Gemara thinks it's possible since I had the right intent when I said the first part of the bracha, and I would assume, but I don't know for sure, I finish with a birchas hanenin. That's good enough, or at least in one side in the Gemara, one side is that it's good enough. The other side says no. That if I want to drink this beer, I've got to make a bracha that's appropriate for the beer.
But with respect to birchas hanenin in general, the Gemara gives solid to solid examples and related examples like vegetable, to, you know, the tree to, you know, potato to tree, whatever it is. It would, I mean, why, if the Gemara wants to go in this direction, why not say bari mei mizonos on a glass of wine to give the most extreme case of it where you're not even confusing liquid to liquid,
you're confusing liquid to solid. Because no one would make that mistake.
Well, that doesn't stop the Gemara in many places.
No, but if one were thinking of the scenario, I mean,
I
wasn't going to say this, but, you know, really, the bracha you make on beer should be mizonos. The question is, why not? There's a famous tosos in the, I mean, it's clear the Gemara holds that way, but there's a famous tosos in the sixth parak where he talks about the bracha on beer. But I assume the reason the Gemara gave.
Well, you could make a mistake. They're both in front of you, right? Let's say you're eating. You're making kiddush on Shabbos morning, right? You have a mizonos and a cup of wine.
I assume it's because the guy is holding a kos and he knows it's got to be a brach of drinking is why the Gemara chooses these two.
Okay.
So that's my guess.
For tomorrow we say al hamichya, there was a possibility later on in the Gemara. That for tomorrow you would say what you would say on mizonos. You know, the bracha achron.
Yes, again, but that's because it's zun. That's because it provides, the Gemara says, it could actually provide sufficient sustenance to live on. So again, that's no different than a shahakol, in a sense, on all kinds of food, or no different than a borei, when you make a borei pri ha'adama on a fruit, at yotze as well. It's just, in other words, it's a bracha hakolelas in a certain sense.
Rabbi Wieder?
Yes.
Why doesn't anyone talk about this obvious way of understanding the beginning of the bracha, which is it's just a generic universal acknowledgement of God. And that's all the kavana you need. You don't need to think about the particular food you're eating at the beginning of the bracha. It doesn't necessarily have to relate to the bracha. It's just a universal declaration of what God can do. And then you plug in at the end. Whatever you want to plug in at the end. Why does the Why do you even need a specific kavana at the beginning? Why can't the kavana at the beginning of the bracha be universal?
So Sam, that may be the other side in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, you know, that basar chasima aslinan may simply be that there's more than one way to read this, but may simply be is that the opening of the bracha is a generic expression of recognizing God as the source of blessing and that he is the king of the universe. And then that may be exactly what the Gemara is doing in the second side of basa chasim eslina. That's not the only way to read it, but that's certainly a possible way of reading it.
Okay. Rabbi,
yes,
Rabbi. Going back to the six perek and brachos, when you eat or enjoy anything in this world, so a bracha is like saying, please God, can I participate or can I have some of your world? And maybe that's what Ein Machzir Enoso is. Basically, you made the bracha, you said, please God, can I have some of your world? Maybe you didn't specify it exactly. That's why he doesn't say Yotze, but Ein Machzir Enoso, because you still said to God, please.
So the only problem I have with that is that if you were correct in that formulation, Isaac, then the Rambam should say that even if I started thinking that it was wine and I finish and make the bari priya gofen and then it turns out it's beer, that I also am machshir or so, but that the Rambam doesn't say, right? For the Rambam, it's clear that you either have to have the beginning of the bracha correct, meaning with kavana, or the end of the bracha. One of the two has to be right. If it's both wrong, then you definitely would be machzir or so. But based upon the logic you're offering, so in that stark formulation, then you should be yotzei regardless of what you were thinking and how you concluded. As long as you made a birchas anenin, that should have been sufficient. But clearly the Rambam doesn't hold that way. I think that's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara is clear that if it was pasach adaita d'chamra, v'siyim bar priagaf, then you're not yotzei on beer. Because neither the psicha, neither the ikar habracha, nor the chasimas habracha were actually good. Okay. So that's the Gemara's question. Toshma, six lines before they get wide. Toshma, shachris, posach b'yotzer or, v'siyem b'mariv aravim, lo yotza. Posach b'mariv aravim, v'siyem b'yotzer or, yotza. So this is a little bit complicated. How to read this line in the Gemara? What did you do? So unlike a bari priya gofen and shahakol, which is a very short bracha, and there's only one baruch, when you talk about either yotzer or in the morning, or mariv aravim at night, there are actually two baruchs in the bracha. Remember that any bracha of any significant length that is the beginning of a sequence starts with a baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, and then typically concludes with a bracha at the end as well, Baruch Atah Hashem. So Yotzer Or, we start out the following. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or, Uvarei Choshech, Oseh Shalom Ovrei Asakol, Hamer La'artz La'adam, etc., etc. We say whole thing, we say Kedusha, and then we conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaMe'oros. So the question is, what did the person do here? You see, in the case of a bar priya gofen and a shahakol, there are only two parts to the bracha. There's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and there's whatever you said at the end. But here we actually have three parts. We have Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Then we have Yotzer Or Baruch Hoshech Oseh Shalom Ovrei Asakol. If you want to include the rest or not, I don't know. And then you have Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMoros at the end. So the Gemara's example is, the Braisa is Posach b'yotzer or, v'siyem b'mariv aravim lo yotza. Now, let me leave that one aside, but let me take the next case. Posach b'mariv aravim, v'siyem b'yotzer or, yotza. So what happened here? You're davening in the morning, and you start with hamariv aravim. But what does that mean? So Rashi here says, Posach b'yotzer or, it's a number of lines up from where we are actually in the Gemara. Posach b'yotzer or, kolomar adaita delema yotzer or. And v'siyem b'mariv aravim, kisha'amar melech ha'olam, nizkar v'siyem asher b'dvaro mariv aravim. So Rashi, it seems, tries to read this as an identical scenario to the previous one. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, I think it is morning. And then I start saying, instead of Yotzer Or, I say Hamariv Aravim.
Shevid
Varom Ariv Aravim. That's what happens. And then I go and I say the rest of it. And the Braisa says, you're not Yotzer. By implication, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, Posach b'marav aravim is, he starts to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking he's going to say Hashem b'marav aravim. Then he catches himself and looks around, sees the sun is shining. He's like, oh, it's morning. Yotzer b'rechosach oshasalom v'sakol, etc., etc. Reads till the end. That's the way Rashi reads this, consistent with the way he reads the first part. Now, some Rishonim, particularly the Rashba, and I think Talmidei Ben Yonah, claim that in truth Rashi didn't need to do this. In the first case, because there are only two parts, there's only one way to split the two parts. For when you say Pasach Adaita De'ex, it means Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, what were you thinking? Siyem, when you conclude with why, that obviously is what you said, that distinguishes the bracha. Here, there is another option. They claim that even Rashi would agree to, even though it's not what he says, is you start to say Baruch Ata, it's the night, and you start, morning. You say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You say Yotzer v'Chosha Shalom V'Sakol. You might say a good part of the bracha. You get to the end. You say Aruch Hadash Al Tzion Tevin Yitzchakolano Me'el Aro Baruch Ata Hashem Hamariv Aravim. That's the way you could. The Rashba claims Rashi could also have said that. It isn't actually what he says, but the possibility exists because you have more than two parts. So you have to decide where the transition happens. So either way, that's what the Braisa says, and then it says at night. The same is true in the reverse. Arvis posach b'marav aravim v'siyem b'yotzer or lo yotza. Posach b'yotzer or v'siyem b'marav aravim yotza. Klalo shel davar hakol holech achar hachosim. The rule is you follow the chasimah sabracha. Not, let's say, just to keep it simple for Rashi, not what you were thinking when you started the bracha, but what you actually concluded the bracha with. So you see that you're not yotzei. If you have the right kavana in mind for the first part, and you get it wrong in the conclusion, but you are yotzei if you have the wrong kavana in mind when you start, but you conclude the proper way. And the klal, the klal of shodavar, even though it's obvious, is hakol holech achar achasim. Everything follows how you conclude the bracha. So you see the answer to our question. So the Gemara says no. Shani hasam de ka'amar. Baruch Yotzer Hamaoros. You know why you're Yotzei? Do you know why you're Yotzei? When you started by thinking Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you were going to say Asher Bidvarmo Mariv Aravim. You know why you're Yotzei in the morning? Because at the end of the bracha, you say a new bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Hamaoros. And maybe that's exceptional, but when it comes to a wine, you think that it's wine and it's beer, and you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and that's the only mention of God's name you're making, and you're thinking wine all the way, and then it turns out it's beer. You say Shachkan Yabedvaro, maybe there you're not Yotze. So the Gemara says, "Oh, not so fast. That's not such an answer." Hanicha l'Rav, that makes sense. To Amar Kol Bracha Shein Boaz Kares Hashem Eino Bracha Shapir. I got it backwards earlier. It's where Rabbi Yochanan says the other thing. Rav says that if you don't have a Shem Hashem and a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, it's not a bracha. I mean, it may be a nice thing to say, but if you don't mention God's name, it doesn't count as a bracha. If you say Baruch Yotzer Hamaoros or Baruch Yotzer or Varechoshech Oseh Shalom V'Sakol, you don't fulfill your obligation. You haven't made the bracha. So if you say like Rav, I understand. Since at the end you say Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Hamaoros, you got a bracha with God's name in it. With the right kavana for God's name, and you said the right thing, Yotzer Maoros. Who cares that when you started the bracha, you were thinking, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you're going to say, Asher B'Dvarav Amar Aravim. We don't care. Let's say that part of the bracha is disqualified, but you get another shame, another bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem at the end. That would make sense if you hold like Rav. But, Ela L'Rab Yochanan de Amar Kol Bracha She'in Bam Malchus Ein Bracha, Rabbi Yochanan says you need shame and Malchus. You know, to be a bracha, it's not enough to be Baruch Ata Hashem. It has to be Elokeinu Melech Haolam as well. The only time we don't require, that we paskin this way, the only time we don't have Elokeinu Melech Haolam is when it's the end of another bracha. When we start Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yotzer Or Borei Choshech, and the end of the full bracha is Baruchat Hashem Yotzer Maros. The reason why we don't need Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Maros is because we have Elokeinu Melech Haolam at the beginning of the bracha. It's all one long bracha, and I think a bracha Smucha Lachaverta also doesn't require it in sequence. But when you first start a bracha, there's got to be Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the original Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that you had in mind that it was night to say Asher B'Dvarim Arev Aravim, and then you realize and you correct course and you say Yotzer Or Borei Choshech and you go all the way to the end, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that you say Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Maros doesn't help you because you didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Maros. You don't have a full proper bracha with the right intent. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that you're Yotzer shows us that we don't care about the Ikar Bracha. It doesn't matter if you had the wrong Kavana when you started the Bracha, as long as you conclude the proper way. So, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar called Bracha, Shein Bo Malchus, Ein a Bracha, Mayika Lameimar. So really, this Brisa, for Rabbi Yochanan at least, should be a proof that we don't care what you had in mind when you started Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Mechalam. We only care how you conclude the Bracha. Now, the Gemara has an alternative answer to explain why this Brisa doesn't prove it. Ela, kevan da amar Rabba bar Ula, kedei lahazkir midas yom balayla or midas layla bayom. He said that we are required when we praise God for day and when we praise God for night, we mention both midas yom balayla and midas layla bayom. We really mention the two. Each day we talk about. During the day, we talk about darkness, and at night, we talk about the light as well. Even though the primary focus during the day is the light, and the primary focus at night is the darkness, nonetheless, in the morning, we say, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, and at night, we say, Golel Or Mipnei Choshech V'Choshech Mipnei Or. Right? That God brings one before the other, rolls one scene out, and rolls the other scene in, and he does that morning and night. So if that's the case, then essentially, ki ka'amar bracha umalchus me'ikara atarvayu ka'amar. Look, when I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, whether it's the morning and the words that I would normally say are Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech, or whether it's at night and the words that I normally would say Asher B'Dvarim Arev Aravim Golel Or Me'choshech V'choshech Me'or, when I make a bracha, the first bracha of Kriya Shema, I always know that I'm going to be speaking to God about day and night. And therefore, there's no such thing as the wrong kavana. Just because I happen to think that it's night, even though it's really day, and I think I'm going to say Asher B'Dvaro Marav Aravim, even if I did say Asher B'Dvaro Marav Aravim, I would still mention Midas Hayom. And therefore, that's a good Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And the same thing is true at night. So in effect, the Gemara's answer here is that the bracha of Yotzer Or and Asher B'Dvaro Marav Aravim are sui generis because each bracha gets the other bracha is assumed as part of the bracha as well. Okay. So therefore, again, ki ka'amar bracha umalchus me'ikara atarvayu. The bracha with Shem umalchus at the beginning of both morning and night assumes darkness and light. And therefore, as long as you get the chasima correctly at the end, you have both there, you're good. So now the Gemara says, okay, tashmami seifa. You don't want to bring a proof from the specific example cited in the Brisa of Yotzer Or and Asher B'Dvaro Marav Aravim, I'll grant you that one. That's an unusual bracha. But the Sefer, the last line in the Brisa is, Klalo Shel Davar HaKol Holech Achar HaChosim. Now, as I mentioned before, when you read the Brisa, when you read both scenarios, both cases, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're following the concluding part. So why does the Brisa have to tell us, Klalo Shel Davar HaKol Holech Achar HaChosim? I can read ABC. That's not very hard. So it must be to teach us something that's not explicitly articulated in the Brisa. My love, la suye hada amaran, does that not address our case? Our case of someone who started to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking he was drinking wine. And then he realizes it's beer and he says, Shakol Nebidvara. And you see that hakol holech achar hachosim, you follow the conclusion of the bracha. If you said the words right, you're good. So the Gemara says, lo. No, not our case. A different case. La asuye nahame utmare. It's a case where you have bread and dates. Now, Larry, here you have two solids. Okay. What exactly the person, they don't really look alike exactly, but I don't know, maybe he stuck a fork in and instead of getting, you know, he thought he was going to get one and he got the other. I'm not really sure, but dates and bread. So hey, Chidami, what's the case of dates and bread? So firstly, Rashi says this is not talking about a bracha rishona, but it's talking about a bracha achrona. From the words of the Gemara itself, that's not entirely clear, but I'm not sure that it actually matters. If you were going to be making a bracha achrona on dates, you would say ala eitz ve'al priya eitz, and your conclusion would be ala oretz ve'al peiros. If you're making a bracha on bread, so you're going to say, a concluding hazana salam kulo b'tuvo, and you're going to conclude hazana sakol. Now, I take that back. It's obvious why he has to be a bracha achrona. Scratch what I said before. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Hey, chidami, ilema de ochal nahama. You ate bread because sarva de tamri achal. Somehow this is even stranger, Larry. You thought you ate dates. You forgot. So you start to make, you're about to make an ala eitz v'al pareitz, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, and then you realize, oh, wait, I just ate bread. V'siyem b'nahama. And now you end up saying birchas hamazon. Now, the assumption right now is that if you said ala eitz v'al priya eitz on bread, you're not yotzei. That's a good assumption. That will stand. So you're not yotzei. So the Gemara says, Hainu Bayan, that would be exactly our question. If in fact, now remember what the Gemara is trying to do here. The Gemara is trying to push off the Raya and to say that HaKol Holech Achar HaChosum doesn't prove that you ignore the beginning of the Bracha. So the Gemara says that if it's a case where you ate bread, but you think you ate dates and you start to make a Bracha Achrona on the dates, and then you realize and you switch gears to Azan, so the Gemara says that's the exact same question we're dealing with. If you follow the Chasima here, you follow the Chasima in our original question, and we've answered the question. So the Gemara says no. Lo tzricha kigon to ochal tamri v'kasar. What's that? So again, kigon to ochal tamri v'kasar nama ochal. You ate dates, but you thought you ate bread. Upasach bedenama, you thought that you were going to make a birchas hamazon, so you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and the next words that were going to come out of your mouth was Hazan Es Olam Kulo B'Tuvo. But then you realize, oops, I ate dates, not bread. So you just naturally say Ala Eitz V'Al Priya Eitz, etc. So the answer is that Yotze. You know why you're Yotze? The Afilu Siyem. Guess what? And if you ate dates and you make the first bracha birchas hamazon on the dates, you're yotze. Why? Says the Gemara. My time, the tamre nami mezan zayne. What the Bryce is teaching you, hakol hachar chosum, in a case where you were going to make birchas hamazon on dates. Because you made a mistake, you thought you ate bread. But in the end, since you actually got the bracha right, you're yotze. You're yotze because you would have been yotze anyway. Because had you said, Azana Salam, Kuo Tuvo, and Baruch Atah Hashem, Azana Sakol, you would be yotze on the dates. Now, there are a couple of strange things here, that one of which I cannot resolve, which is, if this is the case in the last part of the Braisa, Hakol Holech Achar Achosum, then the scenario here makes no sense. The reason why you're yotze is not because hakolah hachar chasum. The reason why you're yotze is because even if you had said birchas hamazon on the first bracha, you would have been yotze. So I don't really, the Gemara just stops here. It's like you fall off a cliff. And I don't think any of the Rishonim comment on this. They just assume that the Gemara never answers the question. But it's still a very strange reading of the Braisa to say hakolah hachar chasum. If you got the Chasima right, and the Psicha would have been good anyway. Now that's very, the implications of that would be, the implications, and I don't think that that's correct. And I know that the Rabbein Tamidi of Reyona, it's not an our Tosos, but they quote Tosos, who say that if you said Hazanasa Olam Kulo B'Tuvo, Hazanasa Kol Andeich Uyotze, that makes sense. That would follow naturally from the Gemara. But if that's the case, it's not Hakol Holech HaCharachosam. It's not because you got it right at the end when you said Al Aretz Ve'Al Paris, Al Eitz Ve'Al Priyetz. You're Yotze because no matter what, because both the beginning and the end were brachos that would be motzi your obligation of a bracha achrona on dates.
But and because what would you do the opposite way if you said I'll eat fell prior eats and you actually ate bread?
So it's very clear you're not Yotze.
Right.
So
but I call it. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
So, but bottom line is that the Gemara never reaches a conclusion, and its reading of the Braisa, you know, doesn't really fit with the words. It's not a kol ha-harachosim. Okay, but that's where the Gemara leaves it. So the first question that I want to deal with is the alternate reading. All right, what we do in the Maskana, since the Gemara doesn't tell us what to do, what do you do? You later this afternoon, hopefully this doesn't happen to you, but you learn this Gemara, and now you decide it was a really good shiur, it deserves a glass of wine afterwards, so you ask someone to pour you a glass of wine, and instead they give you a beer because you're watching football, so they assume that's, you know, I think that would be probably kilayim to drink wine while you're watching football, but you have to drink, I don't drink beer either, but there you go. So someone give you a glass of beer while you're watching the Giants probably lose if they're playing, I don't know, sorry. May all the Giants fans forgive me. And so you're going to join this, and you're going to start. You say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech, you're about to, you know, enjoy the wine, and then all of a sudden you catch a glance of it, and I don't know what's worse: the Giants just had a pick six, or you notice that it's beer in the cup. And now what do I do? And now you remember. Oh, I remember we learned this today in Shir. So what am I going to do? I'm going to, of course, correct Kor Shakel and Yabed Devar. I do. And the question is, okay, but I've been Yotze or not? So firstly, should that highly unlikely circumstance happen to you today, you should know that you're not going to make another bracha, you'll have been Yotze enough, whether it's Misafek, Vade, whatever it is, you're Yotze, you're not going to make another bracha. Ein Masiyona, so enjoy the beer, okay, if you enjoy beer. But, so that we'll come back to, that's really a machlokus as to what to do, because there is another opinion. But I want to take a look for now, at the riff. Now, before we actually, maybe not everybody has the riff, so I better share it on my screen. I want to just go over. I want to go over very carefully the words of the Gemara one more time, which is the following. It is about 9 lines before they get wide, and this is the case. The Gemara asked the question. I want to look at the formulation of the question. Elahecha de konokit kosa de shikra biyade vikosavar de chamrahu. Okay, that I think is going to be the same for all. Upasach ubarach adaita de chamra vsiyem de shikra. Those are the words. Pasach ubarach adaita de chamra vsiyem de shikra. So now I'm going to pull up the riff. You can look in, if you have a riff, that's great. Otherwise, I'm going to bring it up. Give me a moment to bring it up on my Bar Ilan. For those who don't have a riff in the back. Uh-oh. He's telling me there's no riff here. There's a riff here. Of course there is.
Where's the riff?
Okay. Here we go. So on the screen that I'm sharing with you, Pshita, Hecha the Nakid Kasa the Chamra Biyada the Kishava the Shichrahu, Pasach Ubirich Bid the Shichra Vesiyim Bid the Chamra Yatsa, Bafilu Siyim Bid the Shichra Yatsa, the Tznam Bel Kulamar Shachi Vera Yatsa. Ella, you may have already picked up what was strange here, but Ella Hecha the Nakid Kasa the Shichra Biyada, Vikosavar the Chamrahu. So far, so good. Pasach ad b'dechamra v'siyem b'deshichra mai. Basar psichas lina or basar chazimas lina. So I'll just read a couple more words for you. Velo ifshita ulakula avdinan, velo mahadrinan le besveka derabanan lakula. The Riv says, and this is our position, that the Gemara never answered the question, didn't solve the riddle. We're mekel, we behave leniently, and what that means by brachos is generally a safek brachos lahakel. Velo mahadrinan le, David, there's the Rambam's language for ein machziran oso, the sveka derabanan lakula. The isser of eating food without making a bracha before, the mainstream interpretation is only nisa the rabbanon, therefore we go lakula. Okay, so what's the difference between the Rif's girsa and our girsa, Rashi's girsa? Our girsa is pasach adaita dechamra v'siyem b'deshechra. The Rif, however, says
pasach uviref
b'dechamra v'siyem b'deshechra. He doesn't say adaita dechamra. And the way the Rif Shita was understood, I don't think he spells it out explicitly that I noticed. It means the following. Someone gave me the cup of wine, gave me a cup of beer. I thought it was wine. I say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Peri HaGofen. I start to look. I see it's not wine. I quickly say, Shakal Nebidbar. Toch Kedei Dibor. Before a couple of seconds have passed, Toka de Dibor is the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, She'elas Shalom L'Rav, the amount of time it takes one to greet his Rebbe. If less than that time has passed, in many areas in Halacha, you can retract, you can change. So I said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shakal Gofen Shakal Nebidbar. So the question is, what, in this case, it's not a question of changing my mind. I made a bracha already. When I said Baruch Atah Gofen in a certain sense, the bracha is finished. So, you know, it's one thing if I did something but changed my mind, I can back out up to Toch Kedei Dibor. If I give testimony in a court and I want to change something, I want to retract it. If it's Toch Kedei Dibor, my concluding my testimony, I can say, never mind, cross out what I just said. It's not true. But here, I already said Bari Pri Agafen. It's almost like I finished a bracha. So what do we do in this case? Do we say Bosar Psichas Linan? I said a Bari Pri Agafen on beer. I'm not Yotze. Or do you say no? In the end, I corrected it. It said Shakol Niyabidvara. That's how the Rif understood. That's Pasach B'dechamra V'siyim B'deshechra. Not Pasach is not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. It's Bari Pri Agafen. And then I said Shakol Niyabidvara. And the Rif says, in that case, we go Lakula. Okay. So that's the way the Rif reads the Gemara. And the Rambam we've already seen. Those are the three shitos.
Rabbi, what's the difference between the Rif and the Rif's reading and the way we read it practically, or I guess practical is the wrong word, but conceptually speaking, what's the difference?
Well, okay. So I was about to address that, but let me just make one comment. Let me throw one possible idea out, which is that even if you read like Rashi, you might still be able to hold of the Rif's din. In other words, sometimes it may not be what the Gemara's case is, but you might still, if you hold like Rashi, you might also be able to consider the Rif's case as well. If you hold like the Rif, you would probably never consider Rashi's question a question. And let me explain to answer what you asked. The Rishonim, and we're going to take a look at this, maybe I'm not going to start now, are going to make an interesting observation. It's a strange observation at first glance, but are going to observe that according to Rashi, the assumption of the Gemara that if I had in mind when I said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, the wrong bracha, even though I didn't say anything wrong, because I corrected myself, that I might not be Yotze implies that mitzos trichos kavana. In other words, it's a little more, I think it's more complicated than that, but that's the most Rishonim presented, at least at first. So Rashi, the way Rashi is reading almost suggests that it could be everybody holds mitzvah trichas kavana. And the only question is, does it matter what you're thinking when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? To borrow, I think it was a Sam's suggestion, perhaps when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that's just like a generic introduction. So it doesn't really matter what you're thinking. As long as you're thinking God, it doesn't matter if you're thinking that this is, you know, licorice or caviar. It doesn't make a difference because it's really just about praising God. All that matters for the bracha is when you say the chasimus habracha. Or that's one side in the Gemara. That's Basar Chasimas Linen. And the other side, Basar Meikaras Linen, means even when you say Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kem Achalam, your Kavana actually matters. That sounds like Mitzvah Strichos Kavana. If you believe that that's what's at stake in the Gemara, the Rif's reading rejects that. I think the Rif, they say Paskins, Mitzvah Ein Strichos Kavana. It's actually one of the sugyos is right at the beginning of the next parak. We'll maybe take a very quick look and conclude with that now. But it would seem that according to Rashi, this Gemara is working with an assumption, Mitzvah Strichos Kavana. If you hold Mitzvah Ein Strichos Kavana, you don't care what the person was thinking when he said any part of the bracha. As long as he says the bracha properly, that's good enough. That's good enough. So the only way to get around this problem, the Mishnah I'm going to ask, Tosas asked this question about Rashi. The question is this a standard case of Mitzvah Strichos Kavana or not? So let's first take a look. So again, for the Rif, presumably he holds Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos Kavana. So the only thing that matters is what you actually say at the end. And therefore the Gemara's question can only be a question is when you say the wrong thing and then you correct it and say the right thing. But according to Rashi, if you hold that Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana, it's irrelevant. It might be irrelevant what you said at the end. Because even if you said the right thing at the end, your kavana at the beginning would have been an improper kavana. Now, what I would say, this is the way to formulate it. If you conclude in our Gemara that Bosar Chasima Azlinon, then it could be that Rashi would agree that if you said Bori Piragofen, Shachkan Bivaro, Yo Yotze, that would be just a standard din. In other words, what you said for Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, according to one side in the Gemara, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you were thinking, because you just look at the Chasima. You look at the conclusion of the Bracha. What did you say? And if what you said was Bori Piragofen, Shachkan Bivaro, Rashi might well agree with the Rif's thinking of that side, that since you were chozer, you retracted Tokadei Dibur, that's good enough. It could very well be. But the Rif would never see Rashi's question as a question. Because according to the Rif, since Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichos Kavana, if you said the bracha correctly from beginning to end, your Yotze, there's nothing to talk about. It only becomes a question when you said the bracha wrong initially, the whole thing, Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bori Piragofen, you realize, now can you back out and say Shachkan Li'ah Bidvaro or not?
Now, so according to the Rif, the question in the Gemara is whether Toch Kidei Dibor applies to brachas.
Certainly in this case, correct.
Okay.
Absolutely correct. Now, if you turn one page in the Gemara, just one page, and you look at Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, beginning of the second parak, Hayakore Batora, Vihigias Man HaMikra, Imkivein Libo Yatsa. I thought this was a strange scenario, but I confess, I actually could have almost had this morning if we were at a different time of the year. I normally, we have a minion on our driveway on Shabbos, and we acquired a Sefer Torah a number of months ago. And so this is a used Sefer Torah, so I've been checking it every week. And this week I was unusually diligent, and I checked the Parsha this morning before davening. So let's say it weren't Parshas Vayigash, but it in Parshas Vaschanan. This would literally have been the scenario of what was going on. I thought this was strange, but now I realize actually I almost had this morning. So Hayakari the Torah, Vigias Man HaMikra, Imkibin Libo Yatsa. If you have in mind to be Yotze Kriyashma, then you're Yotze. So the Gemara says, based upon this, even though you didn't say Berchos Kriyashma, right? This is one of the proofs that you're Yotze without, you're actually Yotze Shema without Berchos. So the first line in the Gemara says, Shema Mina Mitzvah Strichos Kavana. So the Gemara says now, my imkivein libo likros. No, you have to, in other words, you want to know, it doesn't prove you need kavana. You know what kivein libo means? Kivein libo likros. You had your intent to read. So the Gemara says, likros? What do you mean have kavana to read? V'haka kari. Of course, you're reading. What do you mean do you have kavana to read? I sit there with a Sefer Torah. I decide I'm going to learn. And I'm reading. What do you mean, do I have kavana to read? My brain tells my mouth to move, to read the words on the page. Of course that's kavana likros. It might not be kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah kriyashma. It's kavana likros. So how can you say when the Mishnah says, im kivein libo, what it means is you have to have kavana likros. The Gemara says, no, you know what the case is? Bikore lehagia. If you're reading over the Torah just to correct it. Now, what I assume that means is that when you read to correct, when I read, I use it as one of my multiple kriyos for Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum of the week. I make sure I read it out loud. It's actually very good. I discovered preparing Kriyas HaTorah, when you read that slowly and you're really looking at every Tzuras Os to make sure that pieces aren't broken and things like that. But if you had only Korei Lahagia to correct it, so then you might not even, like in the first place, when you correct, some people don't actually read. So maybe by chance the words came out of your mouth because you unconsciously thinking, but you didn't sit down to read, to do the actual Maisa HaMitzvah with Kavana. Maybe the words just came out because you weren't thinking and you were kind of quietly reading along. But as long as you had Kavana, Likros, to read it, then, so in this case of Korei Lahagia, you might not have had Kavana Likros, but if you have Kavana Likros, the way I'm checking my Sefer Torah, so then if you happen to read the Parsha Shema, you might be Yotze, even though I didn't have Kavana for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So this is going to be a longer sugya. We're not going to do the whole sugya now. We're just going to look at how this should be understood in the context of Rashi's comment. But Rashi does seem to be assuming that mitzvah strichos Kavana, and therefore, at least as a possibility, one side of the Gemara, maybe both sides, hold that mitzvah strichos Kavana. And the question is, if you paskin mitzvah ain't strichos Kavana, are you going to be able to take to adopt Rashi's interpretation in this Gemara? I'm going to stop here with that cliffhanger, which I feel perfectly comfortable because if you follow the Kriyas HaTorah this past Shabbos, it is the greatest cliffhanger in our entire scriptural readings. I always wondered about the poor child who never knew what the conclusion of the story was, and he's just reading Brachos for the first time, and he gets in the Miketz, and they stop reading, and he's all on Shpilkas the entire week, because what's going to happen? What's going to happen to Binyamin? But I leave you with a cliffhanger, and we'll, Be'ezras Hashem, resume next week with Mitzvah Strichas Kavan a little bit.
I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm. Multiple voices.
If you start Borei Pri, then you'll notice that you have candy and you're in the middle of Borei Pri H, but then you say Shahakol. I mean, based on Rashi or the Riv, I mean, you had the right Kavana at the very end, but you started off saying Borei Pri, and then you said, no, Shahakol. And you immediately, Toch Kedei Dibur, you say Shahakol.
That is the Rif Shita. In Shulchan Aruch, they're going to paskin that you don't make another bracha.
You don't.
Okay.
I wanted to make an observation, if I could, that this whole Gemara on starting a bracha with one thought and then ending with another thought, it indicates to us that our absent-mindedness, even in making a simple thing like a Birchas Hananin, is not so unusual.
That is correct. I'll just quote you the famous Yerushalmi that the Ravid quotes in his comments. I think someone is Hasagos and Hilchos Kriyashma in the Rambam. The Ravid quotes a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan says, I give thanks to my head because when I get to Modim, it bows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, starting with Yotzer Or and ending with Ma'ariv Aravim.
I could see.
It's unbelievable the extent to which Chazal assumed that we would not daven with real attention to what we're saying. It's kind of sad Gemara in a certain sense.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a question about, maybe I'm parsing words here, but most of the time we're talking about Yatzah, Lo Yatzah. But in the Rambam that you read, it's en machzirin oto. If he realized it himself, he should be said eno chozer. So maybe there's a component of, you know,
I don't think so. I think we don't bother him.
We don't embarrass him.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think that just means somebody came and asked a question. He asked a question. After he did this, does he make another bracha or not? You know, and it could just be the case of he made this bracha in this crazy way, whatever it was. And then he ate, and then he realized maybe I shouldn't have eaten. He goes and asks the Shaila. And so the question is, do we tell him to make another bracha? I think that's all it should be read as here. I wouldn't read more into it as a kavanah brios or something like that, or, you know, what we impose upon him. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Shkoach, excellent.
Good to everybody. Okay.
Rabbi, quick Kriyas HaTorah question.